Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade comments for today, Monday, January 29th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 6 cents at 440 and a quarter, March wheat down 6 and 3 quarter cents at 593 and a half, and March beans down 15 cents at 1194 and a quarter. The meal wound up closing up 530. It closed about $9 off its lows, but about $5 off its highs. The oil closed down 138 ticks. That was around 35 points off its lows. A couple of things out here today. First of all, the weather in Argentina isn't too bad. It had some rains over the weekend. Looks like it's going to be hot and dry for the next week or so, but you know, nothing that's going to really put a major dent in these crops so far. I think part of what got into the market was that it looks like Tyson's going to be bringing in 2 to 3 cargoes of beans into the U.S. from Brazil. Certainly not what we want to see. China rescheduled delivery of several cargoes of beans from February, March into April to try to get a hold of cheaper shipping costs. And there was news that the Chinese Evergrande group has been shut down by the Chinese, pointing towards more economic recession in China, which isn't good for the markets. Now, we hit these markets pretty hard. The beans at one point rallied about 16 cents off their lows, came back and only closed within 3 cents of the lows. The rally in the beans was caused by the meal, but the break in the oil dragged the beans back down again. Market kind of feels oversold to me in here, at least for the day. I'd expect to see maybe a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow in all of these markets. We're throwing a lot of bad news at these markets. Markets were oversold. March corn, D's corn both made new contract low closes. Not quite contract lows, but new low closes. Maybe we open lower, take out the contract lows early, and then rally it later in the day. But I didn't see anything friendly out here, but I've got the funds now short 277,000 contracts of corn. I just don't know how much more they're going to add to this short position out here. Maybe they're just trying to put the pressure on the farmer to blow out of their long positions. But I think, you know, we're overbought up here. We're oversold down here. We should see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday, tomorrow. We'll see if it can last more than a day or so. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.